An American named Alex Ebsary was visiting a refugee camp in the Kurdistan region of Iraq a few years ago when he heard a young man playing the saz. The saz is a traditional string instrument. It usually has 6 or 7 strings. This saz had only 2 strings.
And I said something like, you know, your playing is beautiful. And he said, yes, but if I had all the strings, I'd make you cry.
Ebsary was moved by that encounter, and last month, he went back to that region with a small team, this time on a mission to record the music and the stories of refugees. It's a project they're calling Music in Exile.
They can be anyone from somebody who knows how to sing a few songs to professionals. We've recorded several professionals.
Through a friend, Alex Ebsary heard about Barakat Ali, a Yazidi musician. Yazidis are an ethnic minority group that's been targeted by ISIS and subject to brutal treatment. Ali joined Alex Ebsary on the line for an interview with us from Dohuk. The city isn't far from the village where he and his family have been living since ISIS forced them from their home near Sinjar Mountain in 2014. You'll notice he calls Sinjar Mountain Shingal.
I was living at the north side of the mountain. So that when they invaded the south side, we saw the other people, they running from that side. And we asked them, why are you running? They said, there's a group of terrorists, they call it ISIS. They came with many heavy weapons, many armed trucks. So they attacked us. We couldn't stand against them, so we just ran.
Barakat and his family had a choice. Either go to Sinjar Mountain to hide in the caves or go to the Kurdistan region of Iraq. They chose Kurdistan, which ended up saving their lives because Sinjar Mountain became the site of a massacre soon after. Barakat Ali now lives in Bebani. It's a town not far from Mosul. He lives there with his family and his brother's families in an unfinished building, no windows, no doors. They rely on donations for food. Did you take your instrument with you when you left your home?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't take them. Mm-hmm. I had 3 pieces of this instrument. We call it the saz. I left all of them back in home. So ISIS broke them because they know that was a part of our culture. They want to wipe out everything.
Mm. Have you been able to find instruments there to play?
Yes, one friend bought this for me because he knows I don't have a fund to support myself, to buy this instrument for myself. So he bought it and presented it to me as a gift.
Alex and his team recorded 2 songs of yours. I want to play a little bit of one of them, and then we'll talk after that. You wrote this one, I understand, for children who've been captured by ISIS.
Yes, it's for kidnaps and children.
There's a lot of pain in that song.
Yes.
Can you tell me what it's called?
It's a dedication for the kidnaps are still in the captivities with the ISIS and for the children who died thirsty and hungry in Shingal Mountain.
How has your music, how you think about your instrument and singing and the act of making music, how has that changed for you over the past couple of years?
It's sadness, you know. Sometimes I feel very sad and about what happened to Yazidis. So I'm just playing this music and singing to forget myself, to not be so worried and cry about these things.
Barakat Ali has applied to the UN Office of Migration. He's hoping to immigrate to the United States. His music is part of a project founded by Alex Ebsary and journalist Sasha Ingber. It's called Music in Exile. And if you want to know more, you can check out a link on our website, npr.org.